Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
If you think the count in the Iowa caucus was close between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, or between Donald Trump and Marco Rubio, that was nothing. This week, our partners at Retro Report bring us the story of Bush v. Gore, an inside look at the drama and chaos during the 2000 presidential recount in Florida.
The question of who will be the next president is right on her desk. She's the Secretary of State, Katherine Harris.
As Secretary of State, I am Chief Elections Officer.
Harris was the state co-chair of George Bush's presidential campaign. Today, Governor Jeb Bush said she is doing a good job.
I think she's doing the right thing.
Some old news footage from back in 2000 during the recount. Now, voting officials in Florida and across the country since tried to overhaul voting rules, but many of those reforms made for long lines and new battles over voter access and voter suppression. Scott Michaels is a producer for Retro Report. He's here in the studio. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
We just heard the nostalgic voices of Katherine Harris, Jeb Bush, whose campaign, of course, just ended. He was governor at the time. Bring us back for a second, for those who either weren't there or forgotten, the emotion and the chaos of Bush v. Gore 2000, hanging chads, accusations, massive political and recount teams.
Sure. I mean, this was an election that, after millions and millions of votes, basically came down to a few hundred disputed votes in Florida. And what we saw was that when you sort of looked beneath the surface, the actual process and mechanics of voting was a mess and it was broken. And we relied on these old, outdated machines that you actually had to punch little holes in a paper ballot. And they were actually very hard to determine. They were inaccurate, and it was hard to determine who people were actually voting for.
Now, the pain and the chaos of this entire episode led to reforms, not just in Florida, but in a lot of other states and at the federal level, too. So there was this initial reaction that led to some improvements in voting.
Yeah, that's right, actually. The government spent millions of dollars to try to fix mostly to fix voting machines and to replace some of these old punch card ballots and get, sort of electronic voting machines. But what it didn't do actually was to change sort of some very fundamental things about the way elections are run. And that so elections are still fundamentally local and they're different. The rules are different depending on where you go. And the second thing is that the people who are setting the rules and running the elections are politicians, and they at least seem to have a stake in the outcome of the election.
Now, you have an interesting clip here from Kurt Browning. He was the Florida Secretary of State from 2007 until 2010, and then again from 2011 to 2012.
I sit here oftentimes when I was an election supervisor saying, why is this so difficult? Why is this so hard? And I will tell you what makes it hard. It's the politics. The candidates are all out to make sure that their voters are getting registered and their voters are voting.
I think what a lot of politicians realized because of Bush v. Gore is that all of these little rules that determine how you vote and who gets access to the ballot that maybe a lot of people didn't pay that much attention to before are actually really, really important because elections are so close that they can determine the outcome of elections.
And it makes one wonder why, after all of this, one of the remedies wasn't one national standard. Why did we never do that?
I mean, so Congress did impose some sort of baseline standards, but elections have always been run, by the states and often on the county level. That's basically just how we run elections in this country, and it's always been done that way.
There was a lot of concern after the Florida debacle about electronic voting machines. People said, great, technology. Let's have them like ATMs. And one of the guys who made ATMs was named Diebold, and he had voting machines. And then all the Democrats were afraid that those would be rigged. The computer programs would be rigged because he was a Republican. That was just one of the episodes. Was that ever really a problem? Did those fears ever come to fruition?
I don't think that they did. But what we're actually seeing now is that a lot of the new voting machines that we replaced after the 2000 election are out of date again. Basically, they're more than 10 years old. They're past their expiration date. And they're at the point where they really should be replaced again.
So we're probably looking at long lines in 2016 as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what we see.
Well, a lot of it goes back to Bush versus Gore in Florida. You can see Retro Report's documentary on the 2000 recount at thetakeaway.org. Scott Michaels is a Retro Report producer. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having me.